what's your name?
What?
What's your name? Say some words.
Oh, hi, Courtney.
All right.
Feet are my thing, right? Like, that's my, like, go-to, right? So the word moderation doesn't really exist in my world. I got excited about it. Like, I'm gonna
do it.
If I could stay up all night, I would have done it, you know? I just think that if you look at the structure of the foot, it's just beautiful.
She's talking about slow-mo technology. It's new-mo for her.
I'm like, this is really cool. I didn't need to spend thousands of dollars on my gait analysis system, which I did.
Absolutely.
So people come to see me because of foot pain per se, but it's my treatments are never just treating the foot.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2...
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today we're doing it totally, completely different. First off, we are in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and when I say we, that voice in the background you hear laughing, that's Dr. Court Conley. You know her, you love her, she loves her some feet in a non-weird way. All right. We are in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Our paths crossed. I'm teaching for Rock Tape. She's teaching for Rock Tape. I'm flying out. She's flying in. So we said, hey, let's hang out and give the people what they want. But Courtney decided to book a room in this place called Nativo Lounge. I don't know. I guess the Hiltons and Sheratons were all booked in this whole city. So we're staying in Nativo Lounge. Very, very interesting place. It's about 7:30 p.m. right now. When she went to check in at 7, they told her that the room still wasn't ready. So I don't know what happens if you check in at the appropriate time. But either way, we are up and running. And we're actually going to do this also as an Instagram Live. So you may hear some fumbling in between. This is going to be a fun episode. You don't want to miss it. Without further ado, Dr. Courtney Conley, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. You love this place. It's so great. It's so different.
We're sitting in like this dark... I don't even know what this is called. It's like a meeting room. And so when we checked in, when Courtney checked in, the woman was like, can we give you free drinks? So you have to wait for the room. And I was like, what is this? And Courtney was like, sure. And then I was like, hey, but we got to do this podcast and we got to do this Instagram Live. Can you take us somewhere? And no joke, I thought they were taking us to the towel room. That's where she took us back. And Courtney didn't seem to have a problem with that. I don't want to sound high maintenance or anything, but this place has been very interesting, to say the least.
I feel like sometimes, like when I come to New Mexico, I want to stay in like a place that kind of reminds me of New Mexico.
I mean,
there's like teepees everywhere and like butterflies, and I don't know.
I feel like that. Yes, there are places you can do that. This is an interesting choice, but you know what? We're on the road. We're living our best life, that Rock Tape instructor life. So I shan't complain. But Nativo Lounge, folks, check it out. I'm going to put us on pause right here, and I'm going to start this Instagram Live. All right, we're coming back. We are live on Instagram.
So it's live right now.
It's live right now. So we're introducing Courtney to social media and technology. So her mind is blown right now.
I'm completely blown away right now.
Because we have a podcast going on. We have Instagram Live. Look who's saying hello. And heart eyes from JoJo. From JoJo. So thank you guys out there. Let me know if you can hear me. Not podcast people, but Instagram Live people. Let me know if you can hear this okay. We're doing a bunch of stuff, making all of this work all at once. So, Courtney, talk. I want you to start. Tell me about your passion for feet. What's the deal?
I love feet. It's our foundation. I got my Earth Runners on today.
Yeah, she's looking like some Tara Umara over here. I think Courtney actually ran here from Denver, ready to go.
I probably would have got here faster.
A little bit of travel debacle. We got nice people. Go ahead, keep talking.
I started getting into feet right when I was in school, and I took a couple courses, and I just became pretty passionate about it. And I've kind of seen my whole transition from being in orthotics for probably a good 10, 15 years. That was my treatment that I was given, and how I've slowly had to wanted to transition myself out of that. And it's been a game changer for me for my mechanics. It's been awesome.
So why were you in orthotics? So what's going on with that?
Well, in chiropractic schools, when you go to chiropractic school, you get orthotics. That's the deal.
I haven't gone to chiropractic school, so I didn't know that. Tell me more. What do you mean you're in orthotics? They crack your back and they push you in orthotics?
There's companies that come into the schools and they say, oh, here, we're going to give you a free pair of orthotics so that you can demo our product, which is a total mistake, I believe.
A little right? Time and a place, but mostly
time and place,
not.
Right.
There's less time than we think for that.
And how I got into this field, you know, I was working with a lot of guys who owned orthotic labs. So that was the intervention, was making these orthotics.
Time and a place. Talk to me about that. Because there is definitely a time and a place. And you guys out there that are on Instagram land, we're doing a podcast. That's why I got these on. It's not that Courtney talks so loud. We're doing a podcast as we do this. Give me some questions. Give us some questions. We're here to interact with you as we do this. So, like I was saying, time and a place for a podcast. Time and a place for orthotics. Talk.
Yeah, I mean, this is my deal about them, okay? Two reasons, right? So one, if there's a severe structural pathology, right? So if there is a severe torsion or severe tibial varums or something that no matter how much you work on function, you're not going to be able to override some of that structural pathology, then they're warranted, okay? If there's been trauma, things like that. You know, an example where I'll use it as a, I always use them as a therapy if it's not for a structural pathology, right? So if someone has a severe posterior tib tendonitis, then I'm gonna wanna unload the tissue, right?
Yeah.
So then I'll put them into some type of orthotic, and I have a good lab that I use until we can unload the tissue while we're still training the system. And then it's orthotic therapy, right? You just can't like put an orthotic under someone and say, hey, you're going to wear this orthotic for the next 10 years. No, it's, you know, you're going to reassess them soon and say, hey, can we dial this thing down as the foot and system starts to get stronger?
No, it's something that becomes, I think, to me so frustrating, because for so many providers, you just see these passive interventions that they try to use and try to get active results from that is never going to happen. And it's like, yeah, there's a time and a place for it. Like Courtney said, but you wouldn't put anything, any other part of your body in something forever, right? There's a time and a place for that acute phase. You got to offload things. You got to protect tissue. Okay. But then you got structural issues, things like that. But then we got to work towards not needing that stuff, because guess what? We're super robust and super incredibly resilient. So spot on with that.
I think the other thing too, like this whole like minimalistic
let's talk about
craze
that.
Right now, like everybody's all, you know, I want to be minimalistic footwear. And yeah, I mean, we want our foot to function like it should, but that transition is crucial. And, you know, if you have someone that needs to offload some tissue, I don't think you should be afraid to use something that's going to assist the body, you know, as you're continuing to strengthen it. You know,
the pendulum, man. People are so crazy with the pendulum going too far. It's like, all right, cool. The minimalist trend. I vibe with Courtney so hard because I was in love with feet. I was in love with, I still am, but I was obsessed in love. Daniel Lieberman came out with something. I was like, I must read it. I must read everything. Well, I must buy 5-finger shoes for myself. I ran 2 marathons. I was like, I got to learn everything about this. But you see that that was literally me. The pendulum always goes too far, and people, you just, you know, to me, I think that it's, in some regards, it's a good thing, because I would rather work with people that have issues because they're doing too much. It can be hard, but I'd rather work with people that are doing too much. But you see this, people, they let the pendulum swing too far, and they're like, I'm a runner, I'm going barefoot now, oh, I got stress fracture in my metatarsals, and now I hate barefoot running, and minimalist running is the devil, and I'm going to sue these companies because they had false advertising, even though I'm an idiot.
Well, that book, Born to Run, I mean, my office got very busy after that book came out.
Right?
Because everybody wants to, you know, go in a, running in a shoe that has a massive heel drop that's so stable, go into a barefoot shoe or go barefoot on a man-made surface on concrete.
We've had shoes on for 35, 40 years, and suddenly we're like, I'm going to take them off and run.
Right.
Like, maybe we should ease into that. Oh, just a little bit. I love that book. I love the...
Yeah.
The thing is, I think that, one, what people love in general... I'm a big picture, big concept person. What people loved about that book was that you had this seemingly average Joe that did superhuman things and, like, exposed the fact that we as humans can do these amazing things. That's what people really loved about that book. That's what people love about CrossFit. That's what people love about Wim Hof. They realize that, hey, maybe I could do that too, and it inspires them.
Cold showers.
Fuck those cold showers. You're trying to kill me.
Cold showers. It's a game changer.
Cold showers suck. I can't even speak. I'm thinking about how terrible they are.
I got my kid taking cold showers.
Fundamentally against cold showers. I got a few things to say. One, that book, Born to Run, I'm going to flip that and say we are born to survive. That's the only thing that we are born to do. Yes, we can learn how to do things, and some people are better at certain things than others, and we are hugely resilient, hugely robust. We are born to survive. That is the number one thing. Because I've seen some people out there running. You are not born to run. You need to be doing something else and go and see Courtney and learn how to run, because that looks crazy, what you're doing there. But as for these cold showers, for those of you out there looking for more resources and stuff like that, I took back-to-back Wim Hof experience, and then I did Brian McKenzie's course, the Art of Breath Exposure course. Both were great. I'm not going to lie. Brian's was, in my opinion, far better. So if you're looking for courses, that's fantastic. Lots of benefits, supposedly, to be had by these, you know, cold showers and things like that, cold baths. Thermogenesis. The main thing, though, honestly, that we're talking about with cold showers and cold baths is mindset. They are using a stimulus to stress you and create a sympathetic response. And then it's about how do you react to that sympathetic response. It's not about lessening your sympathetic response, because it will always be there. The cold will always suck. It's just, how do I respond to that? And if I can control that, then I can control how I respond to trolls on the internet. It's the same concept. For me, I was like, I'm going to meditate or do, I don't know, something else, because this cold was terrible. Courtney, what's been your experience with this cold?
Well, so the word moderation doesn't really exist in my world.
I know. It doesn't.
It doesn't. Yeah. So I either do it all or nothing. So I was taking hot, and when I mean hot showers, I mean like that thing was cranked up to like, I mean, there was no cold, right? So it's just like hot. So then I was like, well, if I'm going to take a cold shower, I'm going to just... Go all cold, you know? So now it's like I start with like really hot and then I end with like as cold as it can get.
So this was me, for those of you who can see me, I was like this in the water. I was like, oh, cold. I was standing on the other side of the shower and it was like tepid. It wasn't even really cold. And I'd be like, just starting with my hands, because I was not about that life. And then they tell you put it on your back, as you have a lot of brown fat in those scapular areas. And I was like, this is terrible. Why would anyone do this? And Courtney's over there like, praise
the
Lord.
Well, and you just like, I don't own a hair dryer, right? So like, once my hair gets cold, I'm cold all day long. Like, it's just literally like, it's
no moderation.
No.
But the teaching point from this here is different nervous systems. In my opinion, the pendulum with everything swings too far, and you're always going to see certain people gravitating towards certain things. Why? Because it speaks to their nervous system, not because it's inherently or objectively better. It's this thing speaks to them, and so they will champion it, and that's awesome. Yes, there are benefits to be had by cold exposure, but you don't have to do that to be a good person, to survive, to have some of those benefits, to experience the mindset benefits of that, because that's the real benefit that people are talking about. That's why you guys out there love Wim Hof, because this dude climbed like whatever, a mountain in his shorts, and you're like, that really seemingly average guy did that? Hey, maybe I could do that too. That's why you love it, not because you're like, I want to be cold, look at this. No. It speaks to his nervous system, it's something he likes, and yes, there are benefits to be afforded by it, but there's benefits to be afforded by everything. I think the best thing, and one of the things I love about doing this Instagram Live right now and this podcast right now, is bringing different worlds together. Chiropractic world, physical therapy world, questionable it's dancing been... world, TikTok world. They're bringing different worlds together to expose you guys to all different things, because then you can pick for yourself.
I think that that's been one of the greatest things I've seen with social media, right? Is being able to take like chiros and PTs and everybody, you know, athletic trainers, everybody in our world, and kind of bringing us all together and saying, listen, the bottom line is we're here to help other people, right? Like, I don't give a shit if this person's doing it or this person's doing it. If we put our minds together, right, then people get better faster.
Can you believe that?
I know. It's shocking.
Teamwork makes the dream work. I think, and I'm going to call a spade, one of the coolest parts about Rock Tape are the other female instructors. And you see a lot of collaboration there, and it's not a lot of ego. And it's huge because you do see that collaborative effort. What is Raph saying? Courtney, do you have any issues or problems with podiatrists or patients who first see a podiatrist and have orthotics or the injury boot? I don't know what that means.
Raph. Do you have any? The what?
It's hard to see, man.
First see a podiatrist. I might be wrong. I might be interpreting the question wrong, but you know, I always see patients coming in. Like, I always know it's a patient of mine. I'll walk out to the waiting room because my patients will have a bag, like a garbage bag
stuff.
Of shoes and 15 pairs of orthotics. And they'll be like, I've gone to 15 different people. I have all these different orthotics. And I'm like, hold on a second. Put all that stuff away, right? It's like, again, we talk about the patient that's in chronic pain that's being so obsessed with the diagnosis, right? Yes. So I just, before I even look at all that, I'm just, let's just start from the beginning, right? And instead of trying to fix their function with some type of brace that clearly it hasn't been working, I'm like, okay, let's look if you can lift your big toe. Okay, and they've been in a brace for 15 years, and I say this all the time. If you had a patient with low back pain, you wouldn't give them a low back brace and just say, you're going to go wear this for the next 15 years and call it a day. You know, I think rehab has progressed so far in other areas of the system, but down at the foot, you have pain, here's an orthotic, and it just really doesn't have to be that way.
A hugely neglected area. Courtney, you hit on something that I kind of want to talk about. And you guys out there in Instagram land, keep asking questions. Like I said, if you're just joining now, we're doing a podcast as we do this because we're killing all the birds with one stone in the nicest way possible, right? You touched on something about your patients coming in, you can tell the difference. Now, what's your model? You got a cash-based model, you got insurance. What are you working with?
So I have two practices in Colorado, one in Golden and one in Lakewood. And yeah, we dropped insurance 4 years ago. And it was hands down the best business decision I ever made for multiple reasons. Number one, I don't have the headache of dealing with insurance companies, right? And it was driving me nuts because you have to have a diagnosis for this. And I'm like, well, I'm not treating just their foot, right? Like, I'm treating their system. There is no diagnosis for your entire body, right?
Yeah, but I need one.
You know? So it was a headache, you know, and their resolve was have shorter treatment times, see more people, and I just didn't want to do that. I mean, patients need time. They need care. They need time. I mean, if you listen to them, they will tell you exactly what's wrong.
You've stolen the words. I had a teacher tell me that, a professor tell me that in grad school. You ask the right questions and you listen, they will tell you exactly how to quote
exactly what's wrong.
100%.
So that was one of the reasons. And then the other thing that I found so interesting was once the word got out that we were cash, right, people know coming into your office that they're going to be paying cash, that you're going to be giving them time. Your compliancy of what you ask your patient to do skyrockets.
Through the roof.
Because they're like, listen, I'm like, if you don't do the stuff I'm telling you to do, A, you're not going to get better. And you're going to keep having to come in. It's just, it's a no-brainer to me.
I completely agree.
And patients, I mean, we're busier now in both offices now that we were cash than we ever were in insurance.
Here's the thing, folks. Write this down. There will always be a market for quality service.
Yes.
There will always be a market for quality service. Courtney has just shown you that or demonstrated that. I actually just recorded a podcast last night. It hasn't gone out, obviously, because I recorded it last night, about this. I had a friend write in, and he's doing cash-based PT, and he was just like, hey, I'm thinking about taking insurance out of network. Have I sold out? Now, absolutely not. You haven't. My point is, or my concern, is that make sure that you can deliver the highest standard of care. There are models out there in which they take insurance out of network and they can still do it. I could not do it. I left that model. I am cash only because of a lot of the reasons that Courtney said. When people value things for what the amount that they pay, right? If they pay $15 for that session, if all they have is $15, right, that's different. But if they pay $15 for that session, and mind you, I'm coming from New York City and now in LA, people have more than $15. If they pay that, that's what they value. It's true, right? It's called spade a spade. They value it worth $15. If you're suddenly charging them $200, $250, whatever, an hour, they value it more. And like she said, they're either going to do their stuff or they're not going to come back. And that's a win-win. Either they're going to do their stuff and get better, or it's going to be teamwork, or they're going to say, you know, I can't afford it. I don't want to spend my money on this. And that's actually them admitting, I don't care about taking care of this. And it's like, all right, cool.
And I think it also, too, it really builds the type of practice you're after.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, because they're not going to tell, like, they're going to tell their friends that are interested in the same things they are, right? So, hey, go to see this person because she's addressing foot and gait mechanics. And yes, she's cash, but you're going to get better faster because there's time involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can spend more time with the patient. That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
So I just got a comment here from Red Hook Raven. Not all athletes have more than $15. I don't know if that's sarcasm or what. But here's a few things. One, please don't try to point out every exception to the rule. The first thing I said was that for some people, that's all they have. And in that case, then you can have a sliding scale. Why? Because you're accepting cash and ultimately you have more time and you have that flexibility to say, you know what? I will charge you less because I realize that's all that you can afford. I was making a point just to say that, hey, if they pay this small amount, whatever that is for them, they will value this worth that small amount. They pay a big amount, they will value it worth that. Like, the number that you attach to that, that's up to you, right? So we're getting some comments here basically about the financial side of things. I get it. We get it, that not everyone can afford the services. There's two sides to this because, and I'm going to sound like an asshole by saying this, and I'll take it. We have to keep our lights on too, and our time is valuable, and Courtney has a kid, and the time we spend with doing these things with people, is we have value to that too. Our goal is never to be exclusionary and be like, no, I won't see you, I'm worth this, you're not, I can't see you, you're not worth this, you can't pay me.
And
we're not saying that.
Shante, I think too, like, that's one of the reasons why I've put so much time into social media, because that information is free. It's been so crazy to me that what has happened with this whole Instagram thing over the past year. I mean, you've helped me a lot. Cheers.
Cheers, friends. Cheers.
But to be able to help people from all over the place, it's free information. Now, yes, if there is more detailed time or things need to be involved, then yeah, I mean, that's our time, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to get the word out about the things that I'm passionate about, and that I don't mind doing. And it's like, here, like, take it, right? But yeah, those are my thoughts on that.
One, I love that. And I'm going to extrapolate on that as I'm reading this other stuff. Courtney, and I know I'm the same way, so I know Courtney does it, because Courtney's actually always behind when she's treating, so I know for sure she does this. You may schedule people for an hour, and then you see them for an hour and a half. Or you see them for an hour and 20 minutes.
I hear this sound in my dreams.
All the time. Because you're like, come
on. My office manager's like, you're running late again. You're running late again. I'm like, I know.
I do it all the time.
I get excited in there. And
exactly.
I'm like,
you want to help them. I schedule people now more than every hour. So I have, you know, I see people for, I say that I'm going to see them for an hour.
Yeah.
And I will put my schedule every 2 hours or every hour and 45 minutes. Because I know, especially that initial eval, it's going to go over. And I tell them, and when I email them, I'm like, this is my price per hour. But plan to be here longer because I really like to talk and I want to figure out what's going on with you, right? It's, you get passionate about this stuff, and at the end of the day, you just want to help people. You just want to help people.
Right. That's why we got into this.
Right. That's it. Not to make $1 million. Right. Honestly, if you want to make $1 million, for those of you out there, don't go into chiropractic. Don't go into, definitely don't go into physical therapy. I'll tell you that much. Don't, if that's your goal, don't do that. If you're, the people that go into this is because you want to help people. And that's actually what ends up kind of, you kind of shooting yourself in the foot with it, because you just want to help people.
Yeah, I just spoke at the FCA in their first event. They have these summer events, right? So they asked me to speak on their ethics panel, and that's exactly what I talked about. It was like, we need to give time back to our patients. Like, it's important. I mean, I was reading on the way here, Coker recommended it.
Greg Lehman. Pain science. So I'll put it in the show notes, yeah. And for those of you guys out there, Greg Lehman, huge pain science guy out of Canada.
I mean, I think the way he organized that, his physio fundamentals, it's so easy for someone to understand, right?
That's it.
But when we're dealing with pain and with these patients that have been in pain for a very long time, we have to start looking outside the box here, and then it isn't just a musculoskeletal issue, you know? I mean,
100%.
It's, and 100%. That's the foundation, I think, especially the Blades course, which has been fun to teach.
That is hands down right now my favorite to teach, because we can go deeper into the pain science and into the neurology and things like that.
I did my own slides today.
I saw it as you posted that slide, and I was like,
did you see that shit? I was so excited. I'm like, and I did it like under 10 minutes.
I saw that slide and I was like,
wait, and I put a graph in there.
I didn't see the graph. I just saw the one you posted online. I was like, Courtney made this on her own?
I know.
Did the flight attendant help you?
That? I was pretty excited.
Courtney hit the nail on the head with that, and you see I got my Rock Tape shirt on because I was just teaching today, and she's teaching this weekend, teaching Blades. I love teaching Blades because of the, we can go down that rabbit hole a bit more of the complexity of the human, and I know that I make a big point of it when I teach these courses, because we're treating humans. So for so long, that biomedical approach has existed, where we treat humans like tables, and then we're like, why are you not better? I have fixed your leg. You should be better. Oh, because it's attached to a nervous system and a brain that's thinking, feeling, experiencing. And pain is an experience, not a thing. All right, so those, for those of you out there looking for resources, Greg Lehman, awesome resources. The Noy Group, Lorimer Mosley, David Butler, Adrian Lowe, fantastic presenter, by the way. Awesome resources. And like she said, it's because we're realizing that we're treating the human. Like, you have an acute issue, it can be a bit different sometimes, but pain is an experience, and we are treating humans. At the end of the day, we are treating humans. And you have to remember that. Like, I see the pendulum go so far, and I think, you know, I get a little frustrated with things just because I'm impatient. But, you know, biopsychosocial model has blown up, and everyone's talking about biopsychosocial model. Hey, guess what that is? Treat the human. That's right. What they're saying. Treat the human.
And I think it's important to understand the difference between when you're treating acute pain versus chronic pain. Right? Like, we're just going to take it down to the ankle. Right?
Let's go. Bring it to the foot. I was waiting.
I'm going to bring it to the foot.
I was like,
I'm going to bring it to
like,
the foot.
The people are waiting for the foot, Courtney.
I mean, treating an acute ankle sprain is totally different than treating a chronic ankle sprain.
Totally.
Right? Like, an acute ankle sprain, I am very, very careful. Almost to the point of, I don't want that pain, depending upon the severity of the sprain, like, they're not loading that thing. You know, I mean, the tissue needs to heal, right? And now you go on the opposite end of the spectrum, and you have someone, all right, so I'm going to back up. Acute ankle sprain, okay? So they start, their gait changes, right? Okay? So they have these faulty motor patterns that they start developing, okay? Because it's acute. Okay, great. That's why you're developing the pattern, to offload the system.
Protect yourself, yeah.
Right? Now that acute sprain, if it doesn't get treated appropriately, turns into chronic. But you still haven't addressed the faulty motor engram. You still haven't addressed the faulty pattern, right? So now you're still limping around 6-8 months later. And by limping, I mean, you might not, it's not like a very like visual limp, but you can still assess it when someone's walking, right?
Absolutely.
They go to sit down into a chair, and you'll see the shift into the pelvis, right? So they have a chronic right ankle sprain, and they now have left hip pain. They don't have symptoms necessarily over here, but it's the left hip pain that's driving them. If you don't address the ankle, the hip pain's not getting better.
Never.
Right? So it changes across the board, I think, from acute to chronic situations.
Absolutely. And that becomes a matter of addressing drivers and not just banging on symptoms, right? We're looking for the culprits there. it can be a lot easier to treat an acute thing because we know what happened. That person kicked you. You fell down. That thing is swollen. All right, we can treat that. When it becomes chronic, suddenly we're like, well, hey, what exactly is the driver? What's causing that? And a lot of what we see out there is twofold. A lot of what we see out there, one, from some clinicians sometimes is that they're not going after the driver. And I'm not going to say they're bad clinicians. Maybe they don't know better. And then some of the flip side, especially ankle sprains, just the things in general, people aren't going to get help because they're like, it'll go away.
They're like, oh, this isn't a big deal. I'm just going to gimp around on it. I'm like, what? It, like, in my world, I'm like, don't do that. Right? Like don't do that.
You go in and get assessed. And the thing is, I get it. I get it because we live in a world where the providers we surround ourselves with are good. But if you're a patient, your history has probably been primarily crappy providers. And so you're like, well, why would I go do that? I could do this ankle TheraBand by myself, right? I could do this thing by myself. Lay on my back and tilt my pelvis. Yeah. I can do it on my own. So I get that. But for those of you out there listening to us, and if you value what we're saying, tell your friends, because most of you listening out there are some sort of movement professional or, you know, movement enthusiast, and you get this. But tell your friends and explain to them the benefit of even if it's just one assessment so you can see what's going on. I tell this to all my – I get a lot of questions about the pelvic floor because that's apparently my thing. I haven't treated that in quite a long time, you know, specifically. But
breathe and roll, baby.
I start there, man. Beginning.
Breathe and roll on short foot. It's
that system. That's a deep anterior line. I'm just saying, Tom Myers would agree. But I get these questions. It's science, right? I get these questions and, you know, about what should I do? This might be going on. And I always say the same thing. Even if you can get in for one assessment, that is better than nothing. Like, you can learn a ton. And it will be worth your time. It will be worth your money, just even for one thing.
Well, I mean, it's education, right? That's why, like, I've been, you know, I've frankly been surprised at the success of online consultations, you know, because a lot of it's education, right? It's like, hey, do this, don't do that. Like, let's adjust how you're, what shoe you're wearing, things like that. And as soon as you drive different information to the brain, things start changing.
Incredible source of safety there for the brain, right?
Sorry to interrupt the party, but I just wanted to let you all know that if you're itching to hear more from the Maestro and Dr. Court Conley, you can catch them in Miami this October 27th and 28th at Rockstock 2018. They're teaming up for a one-of-a-kind collaboration that's all about building resilience through a variety of mind-body strategies. For more info and to get your tickets, head on over to www.rocktape.com/rockstock. One more time, that's www.rocktape.com/rockstock. You will get CEUs, there will be partying, and this event absolutely will sell out. So get your tickets today.
And now, back to Maestro on the Mic.
But I want to go down that rabbit hole a little bit and talk to me about your online assessments, how it started, how's this going, what do you do? Just let the people out there and out there know what's going on.
Well, I think it was at our Rock Tape, what was that, in two years ago, the Instructor Summit. And I remember you got the award for MVP of the team, and it was awesome. And I've just, you've really guided a lot of what I've done on here, so thank you.
You're welcome. Side note, I didn't know she was going on this, don't go down this rabbit hole. I thought it was going a different direction. Sorry.
But in any case, so I started posting every day with things that I was passionate about, foot and ankle. And I'd get home from work and I'd have all these emails about, hey, what do you think about this about my plantar fasciitis? Or they'd send me, people would send me videos or pictures, right? And then I'm seeing patients all day and then I'm up for like 2-3 hours a night, like answering emails, right? And I do it because I enjoy it. Yeah. You know, I
mean, absolutely.
I got excited about it. I wasn't like, oh shit, I got to answer this email. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna, if I could stay up all night, I would have done it, you know? So we started Gait Happens. And we started doing online consultations.
What do they entail? What's that like? For the people out there on the podcast and in Instagram land, what's an online consultation?
So what I've been doing is there's multiple ways to go about it. I've been using the Huddle Technique app. Okay, it's a cool app, right? So the patient can video them running or walking in all different views, and then I can comment on the like each view that they send me. Like, hey, do you notice that your right arm isn't swinging? Or, you know, I can slow it down. It's really cool. You can slow it down to different times. Mm-hmm. Like,
she's talking about slow-mo technology. It's new-mo for her.
I'm like, there's this really cool shit you can slow the video down.
So you can go frame by frame. She's actually describing slow motion technology from the beginning. Thank you.
I'm like, this is really cool. I didn't need to spend thousands of dollars on my gait analysis system, which I did.
I'm actually dying right now. Because Courtney was describing to us
slow motion.
Slow, and also for those of you out there, the app is great. I actually filmed someone so I could send it to Courtney. But if you can't afford that app, I think it's free. But if you don't, most iPhones have slow motion cameras built into them now.
Well, I mean,
you can't comment on it though.
When I started doing this, I bought a $5,000 gait analysis system. I'm not kidding, and I have not opened it.
Is the warranty still on that?
In 6 months,
like maybe get that refund.
Because listen, the bottom line is, if you can, all you need to be able to do is. Slow-mo.
Look at that. If you can go frame by frame, slowly.
And then you can see stance phase and swing phase, and you can see what the foot's doing. Anyway, I get excited about
slow-mo. We all do, dude. I get it.
Right?
I get it. I love it. So
they'll send me the videos. I look at the videos, and then we'll do these online consultations for about an hour. It's been really cool. So we've done ones in Australia, Italy, Germany. I'm working with some soccer players over in the UK. We've done some football players here in the U.S., and it's been really, really fun. And the success has been really great because a lot of it is education.
Absolutely.
Especially down at the foot. Like, this is what you need to do. This is what you should be doing. Get out of the, you know, get out of the brace and start allowing your foot to do what it should do.
I think Courtney hit the nail on the head a while back in this episode, saying that, and I would agree with this, the foot is a bit behind in terms of rehab, like I think we're pushing forward. The knee is kind of leading the charge, right? People know, like, it's not your knee, it's your hip or your foot or your core or your eyeball, right? Whatever NKT stuff you want to be doing there. It's something else, somewhere else. So they get that. But when it comes to the foot, it's still kind of far behind, and we're still just slapping orthotics in there and wearing really huge shoes or wearing inappropriate footwear, not really looking at that in the same way that we are other things. I'd say even... the foot and the pelvic floor are very close in terms of being... So actually, twofold. The foot and the pelvic floor are very close in terms of where they're at, in terms of we're progressing forward. I think in my world, I see the pelvic floor a little bit more because I'm surrounded by it. But it's funny because in your brain, the foot and the pelvic floor are next to each other. So actually, when we go to talk about treating things like that...
That's super cool.
Isn't it really cool? Right? There's a real place where, you know, toe curling sex that comes from. It's the neurological connections there. It's a real thing.
Good to know.
What we see a patient doing with their feet oftentimes mimics what they're doing with the pelvic floor. So I've put videos out there before about relaxing the pelvic floor and things like that, and really encouraging patients to not scrunch their toes and such, because that's usually what they're doing with their pelvic floor. Because in your brain, it's areas that are right next to each other.
You just taught me something.
Write that down, folks. What is the time? It is 7:05 Pacific Standard Time. I taught Dr. Courtney Conley something.
Like, that was really good.
Pelvic floor stuff. It's the connection there. Courtney and I have talked before about doing some sort of collaboration because I love breathing. People think I love the pelvic floor. I really love breathing. That's like my jam. And she's all about the feet. And if you look at the deep line, I said it before. Yeah. Like, look at that deep front line. Man, we got posterior tib. That's like Cody's best friend. One of them. She has a few. And we'll talk about them.
I do.
Posterior tib. And we got a fascial connection between posterior tib and the diaphragm. I just fell out of my chair.
When we show that slide, I'm like, you guys need to get really excited. Look at all this stuff.
Look at all this stuff. So powerful. And they're like, okay. So you're saying breathe like this better? What? Why are you not excited like me? And then they judge me, but it's fine. It's totally fine.
We get excited.
Courtney, tell me about I'm going to back up. If they want to find you and they want to do an online consult, how do they do that?
GaitHappens.com? Yes.
And can they reach
out
to you?
We're working on the website.
Cool. So how do they contact you?
So my email is gatehappens.
How do they get in touch with you?
A message in a bottle.
They just yell out, "Gate happens."
gatehappens@gmail.com.
Okay.
Right?
Cool.
And then on the website, it'll say, like, schedule a virtual consultation, right?
Okay.
And then I have options on there where it can be virtual. For, like, a lot of docs that I'm working with, there's a phone consultation, so they'll call me and be like, "Hey, I got 3 patients I want to talk to you about." There's options on there, and it's fun.
So if you guys out there in Instagram land or you guys out there in podcast land want to contact Dr. Courtney Conley, it's gatehappens@gmail.com. You can DM her, but please don't DM her or me asking for a free consult and saying, "Hey, this hurts. Like, what do you think? I think that you need to get assessed." And we say that in the gentlest way possible. It's impossible to give you the care that you deserve over Instagram. I would 100%. Love to be able to do that, but we can't do that. So that's why I'm giving you her information right now. So if you feel like maybe she could help you, then reach out to her, gatehappens@gmail.com. You can check out her stuff. I'm sure you're familiar with her already, but if you're not, go to @DrCourtConley for Instagram. And then if you want to email her, I'll put this in the show notes. If you want to email her, it's gatehappens@gmail.com.
It's a nice show day.
You know, people want to reach out. People want to reach out. I got a question, and then I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer a question, and then I have a question. One of the questions that Jeremy's learning about slow-mo, right? It's like brilliant technology. I know,
slow,
right? I'm saying
it.
It's so
a lot of people don't know that. I think you need to do like an episode on slow-mo.
She was literally breaking down step-by-step slow-mo. I was like, "I think you're talking about slow-mo.
You can do 1/4, 1/8, 1/2. I'm like, "Oh, you can speed it up. You can slow it down." I'm like, "This is awesome."
That's why she's my favorite. So I got a question about what pelvic education do you recommend? I'll put this in the show notes for those of you guys on the podcast. For those of you in Instagram land, as it relates to pelvic floor courses, I took my pelvic floor training through Herman and Wallace. I recommend that above everything else. In terms of online resources, there are quite a few. Tracy Scher, H-E-R, she's out of Florida. She's hands down one of the best clinicians I know. And if there's ever a really complex pelvic floor
I need to write
cane,
this down. Are you gonna write?
It's going to be in the show notes.
All right.
Show notes. Tracy Scher out of Florida, if there's ever a really complex pelvic floor pain case, just in general, that's where I send people. But she has, her website is Pelvic Guru, G-U-R-U, fantastic resource. Julie Wiebe, tremendous resource. And we have kind of, I don't want to say opposite ends of the spectrum there, but Julie Wiebe is an external pelvic floor therapist, and Tracy Scher can do internal, and both of them can, but Tracy Scher does internal work. So you see kind of the whole entire spectrum they will cover. So Tracy Scher, she's Pelvic Guru, .com, and Julie Wiebe, which is W-I-E-B-E, she's all about piston breathing and proper positioning. That's why I love it, because it's about breathing. You can do external work. So those are the best resources. And if you're looking for more of the training aspect, Brianna.battles, she's a fantastic resource online also.
I think that's a huge thing that is missed when assessing patients.
Yeah, because we learn things so divorced from everything else. The issue is, and I'm going to ask you another question, but the issue is with the pelvic floor, we're seeing it being treated now the same way that the knee was originally treated for patellofemoral pain syndrome. Oftentimes, the pelvic floor is a symptom, not the cause. Tracy Scher, S-H-E-R, right? We see it as it's a symptom, not necessarily the cause, especially Julie Wiebe's work kind of highlights this. Yes, if someone has had a baby and they've delivered vaginally, yeah, there's trauma to that pelvic floor, but also probably going into it, there may have been some dysfunction, and we can't divorce this one part of the system from everything else. And people, I really think, because it's a female issue, it's like, "Oh, I can poke this thing, let me poke it." You don't have to do that. First, right. Let's see about positioning. Let's see about pressurization. Let's see about stress levels. Those will all play into someone's pelvic floor issues, and we can address them without doing internal work. Yes, we can do it, but it's the same thing. Like, someone's knee hurts and they come in, you don't have to poke it. Maybe that's not the issue, right? But the question I wanted to ask you, because we got kind of a similar question, is, are there courses, besides the course that you're coming out with, which we'll talk about, are there courses that you would recommend for gait, for foot? You can say no, because I get questions and I'm like, nope, doesn't exist yet.
Gosh, you know, I mean, that's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. I get questions all the time. Books, like, you know, what are the courses? I think the running clinic is a good resource as far as running gait. We sponsored them at our office in Lakewood last year. I'd like to bring those guys back. They're really good. That's therunningclinic.com. Sean Allen and Ivo Warlap, they're the gait guys. They've been around for quite some time.
Yeah.
They do a great podcast. To find someone that, yeah.
Just say it. It no. doesn't exist. These courses that you guys are asking for, a lot of the time, I find that they don't exist. The one time that I can provide an answer is when people ask for pelvic floor, because there have been clinicians, Julie Weeb, Tracy Scher, who had this same problem asked to them of, what course should I take? And they said, doesn't exist. And they created it. So that's why
so that's what we're doing.
Go. Right. So that's, you know, I get asked about courses about assessing movement. That's my favorite. I love general movement assessment. A good course for that, call a spade doesn't exist yet. Courtney saw as being asked about good course for gait, good course for the foot. It doesn't exist yet, but you know what? That's what we're bringing to you.
Right.
So if you guys out there in podcast land and Instagram land have suggestions, comments, concerns, you want something, you were like, hey, I want to learn more about this, write to us so that we can.
Well, and that's why Labak and I have designed the course that
there
we're
you
doing.
Go. Talk. See, that was the segue. I was
you liked
to
that?
Do.
That was so nice.
There we go.
So nice. Yeah, so.
Lofted it up. L-U. It's like, boom, shakalaka. If you know that reference, extra taco points for you.
So we're launching the first course on lower extremity mechanics, basically. And it's going to go in the beginning of December. And it's going to be basically what we did our webinar on. Like looking at top-down function and bottom-up, right? So Lavaca's going to take it from top-down, and I'm going to take it from the bottom-up. And it's going to be fun, and it's going to be looking at how we interact with the environment and looking at how we can get our systems to move better from a functional stand. And looking at, I mean, I'm going to break down the foot a lot more in that course than we did clearly in the webinar.
There was not enough time. Basically, Courtney needed at least 37 hours. And it was really funny. I listened to the podcast because I love both of them. Jojo Lavaca, if you're still out there, I know you are. We love you. I listened to the webinar, and I was waiting for Courtney to just go. And then I was like, Joe's better be done because she ain't going to stop. And she definitely held back. So you guys are going to get all of that. Like I was like, here she goes. Here she goes. See, Jojo
said. The hip is not more important than the foot. That is not. Well, see, it's. Ooh, I think ooh, when ooh. We do that course.
Moderator, it's moderator. Mm-hmm. Can I be like? Can we get Joe to sit here and I'll sit in the middle and be like, who says what?
I mean, without foot foundation, you know.
I say nothing on this. I'm all about breathing, right? So, speaking of, I got my own stuff that I'm working on. We're all about collaboration in this Rock Tape family. So, like she said. She is working with Jojo Lavaca. That's his official name. It's Dr. Jojo Lavaca. And they're creating a course. What is the name going to be? Do you have a name? Am I putting
it top down, bottom up.
Okay. It's going to be called Top Down, Bottom Up. That's actually the name of a strip club down the road. But it's going to be called Top Down, Bottom Up.
Hey, you never know. It might get a little crazy.
I like it. It's going to be fun. Where can they find more information about that if they want to follow up?
So on gatehappens.com. Like the very first thing that pops up is one of those, you can put your email in there, the newsletter.
Did you set this up yourself?
No.
I didn't think so.
But if you go onto the website, you can put your email in there. And then right when we launch the course, I'm going to send out an email. There's only going to be 20 spots. That's about all we have availability for.
Good. That's good.
So that'll be the first course we'll run in the beginning of December. And then we'll start running more of them.
2019. Blow that shit out of the water. Yeah.
And there'll be online courses. And what I'd like to do is have someone do modules of the course, like film the course, mm-hmm. right? And then put online modules.
Absolutely. That's how you do it. So right. Work smarter, not harder, folks, right?
That's
work
right.
smarter, not harder. So if you want to, you want in on that course, it's going to sell out. I'm telling you right now, probably it's already sold out. If you want in on that course, you're going to go to gatehappens.com. You're going to sign up for the newsletter that she didn't create the links or anything like that, but you're going to sign up for that. And that's how you're going to stay in the loop with that. Looking for that course coming at you in December and then all next year. And it's just going to keep growing and growing and growing. You guys asked for these courses and we called it like we saw it. They don't exist. So guess what? Her and Jojo are creating it. From the other side of the body, I'm working with one, I was saying before, at Rock Tape, we're all about collaboration. I'm working with Dr. J-Pop, Jennifer Hutton.
I love her.
She's the
best.
Right? You want to speak on that for a second? I'm getting out of the picture.
I am so excited that she became part of our team. Like, yeah. She's a very inspiring woman, and the things that she's doing to help kids and peds is unbelievable. So if you're listening out there, you
check
are awesome.
Her out. Right? I am teaming up with her. We're doing a webinar in August, and because I'm all about breathing and foundational movements, and that chick is the pediatric prodigy, right? The pediatric
really
physical
is.
Therapy prodigy. We're teaming up because I like doing the same thing for adults that she does for kids. And it's my opinion, my humble, humble opinion, that if we treated adults who have pain the same way that we treated kids who have sensory integration disorders, they would get better so much faster.
Well, and it's so good, right? Because the more education we have, we can start to see these things in younger kids, right? And mm-hmm. then start to integrate better treatments.
That's when we start to see it. We're humans, and we start to see this dysfunction doesn't just present when we grow up, right? We do, in our Rock Tape course, we do this sit-to-stand test. Can you sit down to the ground and stand back up without the use of your hands? Each time your hand touches a body part, you touch the ground, you lose a point. My point with this is that if you go and look at kids moving right now, age 5 even, because I see them at the performance center that I work out in, you already see movement differences because we sit in chairs, we don't move as much, we don't go outside.
It's crazy.
Right? Yes, there are inherent athletic differences between people, but you see dysfunction in these children.
Well, look
young
at their
ages.
Shoes.
So we're going back to the feet, people. Joe, can you chime in here, please? Joe. Right? Exactly, though. We have shoes on from a young age. We're not moving enough. We're not eating well. We're not being good humans. And this dysfunction presents at an early age. And like Courtney said, we can start intervening then.
Yeah.
Huge, huge gains. Right? And then, like I said, my humble opinion that we can use that same philosophy, that same approach to treat adults and get them better a lot faster. We got some love coming in from here. So, my friends, we're hitting that 50-minute mark, which for podcasts, not to say it's death, but people are kind of like, oh, my God, more. I want to, before we go, actually, yes, JoJo, yes, bless up. I'm going to give you black fist, JoJo. I'm pushing Courtney out of the way for black fist. No, just kidding. Courtney, talk to me, take as long as you want, honestly, about your best friends. You got your best friends, peroneus longus, peroneus brevis, extensor hallucis, flexor hallucis, posterior tib. I think those are the only ones that I remember. Talk to me about those friends and why you love them so much. Learn the people something. Edumacate them.
I just think that if you look at the structure of the foot, it's just beautiful. And it's so complex. I mean, to understand foot function, there's so many things that go into it. I think everybody's kind of on this big medial arch thing, right? But we don't realize there's two other arches
what?
On the foot.
Shut up.
Right?
Why are you telling me these things now?
So there's three arches of the foot, right? And everybody gets all excited about the medial arch, right? But there's also a transverse arch, which is awesome, and a lateral arch.
What?
Right? I know.
Who knew?
So,
Courtney knew.
Posterior tib gets me excited, and it does because there's so many insertion points on the bottom of the foot. I mean, it just comes down and like beautifully cups the foot and just kind of holds it there. And
I'm laughing because if you've ever seen, what movie is it? He's talking about cupping someone's nether regions. And he's like, I'm holding your hand. I'm cupping your balls through this thing. Courtney's literally doing that. She's so passionate about this arch and this posterior tib, and I love it. You guys out there, me personally, we love this woman because of her passion. Don't forget that. Like, I know that we can go down the rabbit hole of science, and I can talk science to you guys all day. Courtney will talk science to you guys all year. We can do it, hands down. But one of the reasons why you're tuning in right now and you're listening to this on your podcast is because of passion. And I don't want you to forget that. At the end of the day, make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, it sets your soul on fire. Right? Go after it, be passionate about it. You'll never feel like you're working a day in your life. Like, yeah, that's a true statement. Yeah. Like, you'll stay up till 2:30 doing this stuff, right? And we're having a blast, you know, recording this and filming this because
yeah, it's so fun.
Passion, right? That at the end of the day, that's passion. Go after that. Right? So back to cupping of the foot. Is there anything else you'd like to say? You guys in podcast world can't hear me, but on Instagram land, you can see me cupping the foot. Is there anything else you'd like to say about that?
I just, you know, there's a lot of practitioners and a lot of people that treat patients listening to this, right? So I think if you haven't looked at assessing the foot, then it needs to be 100% part of every examination. What is the rear foot doing? How do they look when they're walking? I mean, you know, we talk about in our courses how all movement is a screen, you know, mm-hmm. and I say this in all my classes. I go out to my waiting room and I'm like, after you, and I walk.
Watch them.
I watch them walk back to my waiting room unless my office manager screws it up and she's like, hey, you know she's watching you.
There you go.
And then it all like changes. But to watch someone move and how they adapt is just so awesome to me. And you can see it if you just kind of like do one of these deals, because they're going to tell you, like, I have pain here and I have pain here. But if you just watch and watch what happens and take their shoes off, and you'll be able to see so much going on up that kinetic chain.
I got a quote for you that I put in every course from Martha Graham. Movement never lies. Never lies.
Yeah.
It will always tell you the truth. It'll always tell you what you need to be doing. You just got to know where to look. And I completely agree. I love watching people move. I know that I do a lot on social media. It's like kind of outside of this movement world, but that's my foundation and that's my passion. Right? Movement never lies. You watch that person and you can see everything. We got a question here that says, "Hey, have you guys taken any good SI joint courses? Here's what you should look for: the foot, the diaphragm, breathing, and midline." Done.
Right.
And you've probably helped that person out tremendously. Right? We like foundational things. I go after diaphragm, breathing, kind of midline stuff here. She goes after the foot because those are foundational pieces. And at the end of the day, when you're looking to tease out someone's dysfunction and really help them, you want to go for bigger drivers. And if you're kind of teasing out this other little stuff, you're going to find that you just keep chasing symptoms. You're not going after the drivers and you keep coming back to like, it's not better, it's not better, it's not better, it's not better.
Well, and I think like, you know, feet are my thing, right?
They
like that's my like go-to, right? But that's my initial assessment, right? But
preach.
Then
speak on it.
Then once you start to get established down there, then you're always looking everywhere, right? So
exactly.
It's never like, you know, is this a hip issue? Is this the foot issue? No, it's a function. It's function,
human,
right?
Absolutely.
So people come to see me because of foot pain per se, but it's my treatments are never just treating the foot.
Never. Because it's a human body.
Right.
We all have different gateways or entry points. For me, my entry point to looking at someone tends to be more.
Yeah,
that's
like
all
that.
It is.
Yeah.
Mine tends to be kind of in this area, maybe cervical stuff, kind of even here. Courtney's coming from the bottom. But guess what? We're all, at the end of the day, looking at the bigger picture, that human in front of you. And that's why patients will get better, because it's not an isolated approach.
Right.
If you just treat someone's diaphragm, they will not get better. If you just treat someone's foot, they will not get better.
Right.
You have to look at the whole integrated system. You need an entry point and say, all right, we're going to start with this. And then you realize how everything else is interwoven into that.
And it happens quickly, too.
Absolutely.
It happens so quickly.
Absolutely, because you see it as a whole entire system.
So cool.
And so basically what I think it's sounding like is that your course with Lavaca, JoJo, is going to combine with my course with Dr. J-Pop, and we're going to have suddenly...
So great.
Right. It's going to happen, folks. 2019...
I mean, those are the courses that are like,
get excited.
You should be excited about,
get
right?
Get excited.
Like, addressing function from, you know, I like that entry point, right? So
yes.
Like Lavaca is going to come in entry point at the hip. My entry point is going to be foot, and then we're going to bring it all together and
the person gets
it.
Better, and
yeah.
The human in front of you
okay.
gets better because
yeah.
we're treating the person, not this individualized
right.
piecemeal approach that the nervous system doesn't understand.
Right.
Anyway, Courtney.
Yes.
We are JoJo on an island. We're hitting 57 minutes. Do you have, and we're going to wrap this up. Do you have anything, any parting words? We'll cut the podcast first and then we can end that because it's going to cut us off soon anyway.
Well,
do you have any parting words?
Don't make me cry.
Oh my god. I have like no feelings. I'm like, I think my tear ducts, I don't even know where they are. I'm like, on the outside and the inside?
I'll cry for you.
I don't know where they are. So, do you have any parting words sans tears
for the listeners and viewers? Thank you.
This is fun, right?
Yeah, it was so fun.
This is really fun.
It was so fun. I feel so like teched out right now.
Right? We have like 18 million things here.
100%, I'm getting that microphone.
And then Courtney was like this. And then there's slow-mo.
I like don't do anything with it, but I'm just going to like hang out.
Courtney was like, so like, do I put my mouth on the microphone?
I was like, every time I talk, do I have to like come up like this and talk like this?
Like,
you
yes.
are awesome. Thank you. Really.
This was so much fun.
Yeah.
Right? Great. All you folks at Instagram land, you are the best. We got a few things for you so that you don't forget. One, if you want to contact Courtney, gatehappens@gmail.com. If you want to follow her on social media, Dr. Dr. Court Conley on the Instagram. She will get back to you, but please don't ask for an assessment there. Hit her up via email so that she can get back to you. If you're looking for a course, go to her website, gatehappens.com. Sign up for that newsletter. Course is coming to you in December. 20 spots, so get your life together, because honestly, if you wait, you're going to miss out. And what else? She's teaching this weekend. If you want her schedule, is your schedule up anyway? You don't have to do that thing? You don't want to do that? Okay, don't worry about her schedule. Email her if you want to know where she's going to be teaching. Because I don't know if she knows. It's fine. Also, there's this really cool thing called slow-mo. It takes the videos frame by frame. It's fantastic.
It's awesome. Right?
It's incredible.
It's so cool. You can slow everything down.
For those of you that tuned in on Instagram land, if you want to take a course with any of our instructors, but especially, you know, me or Courtney, Rock Tape has been really awesome, and they are giving us a discount code for Cinco de Maestro. That's tomorrow. And if you enter that code Cinco de Maestro, you will get 20% off of any course that you sign up for the entire month of May, because we love you and we want you guys to come hang out with us, right? So use the code Cinco de Maestro. You get 20% off any course you take through Rock Tape. You want one of the Maestro shirts? Go to nomatterwhatapparel.com.
Did you bring me a shirt?
I didn't bring any extra. I don't have any extra shirts. Specifically did this one to touch the shirts, Courtney. Specifically did this way. Anything else you want to say, Courtney?
I'm good. I'm hungry.
I know, me too. I'm starving. So for you folks out there in podcast world, if you liked this episode, I know you did because Courtney is the bee's knees, right? Let's just say it. Give this bad boy a rating. Give it a shout out. Share it with someone. We are just trying to make the world a little bit of a better place, whether it's from the top down or the bottom up. Right? It's bottom up. Until next time, Maestro and Dr. Court Conley out.